From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. CBS 6 in Albany reports that a crash between a bus with about 30 passengers and a tractor trailer on a New Lebanon highway was the largest local accident during the two-day snowstorm. Governor Andrew Cuomo said there were some injuries in the December 2nd accident, but state police said no one was taken to the hospital. The bus and truck collided around 7 p.m. on the eastbound Interstate 90 near the Massachusetts line. More than a foot of snow, 2 feet in some places, fell in the Hudson Valley over the last 2 days. And you can read more about this story at CBS 6 in Albany. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Planning Board has ruled against a proposed festival at the former Friar Tuck Inn, but the Town of Catskill Planning Board could still approve the project. Reuben Lindo represents a group that is putting together the Hello Panda Lantern Festival. Online, their website says the festival is happening at Citi Field in New York City and at a location in New Jersey and Catskill. But the, and I quote, winter festival that celebrates the holiday season with a lantern park, entertainment, food, mobile art exhibits, interactive games, cultural arts and experiences, and live stage performances, end quote, will not happen if 5 members of the Catskill Planning Board vote to override the county decision. The former Friar Tuck Resort property has been owned by Greene County since 2013. The County Planning Board said in a letter dated November 15th, and I quote, the site is in significant disrepair, unattractive, and constitutes a nuisance that presents dangerous conditions to the users of the site, end quote. But Lindo says the issue is money. Lindo said, and I quote, before the county wanted to have a conversation about the festival, they wanted to talk about tax implications. My clients have no issue rectifying tax issue, end quote. Greene County Treasurer Peter Marcoux says the property owes $698,000 in taxes. Kistacom Fire Chief Joseph Caputo may be reluctant to sign off on the festival until it is determined if a bridge on the property off Route 32 is able to support the weight of fire trucks. Town Attorney Michael Smith and Lindo also seem to disagree on insurance. Said, and I quote, we are using the mass gathering law to protect the town of Catskill in terms of any lawsuits, end quote. While Lindo claims, and I quote, the special use permit under the mass gathering law was waived, end quote. The Catskill Planning Board will discuss the issue next at its December 10th meeting. And you can read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Times Union that, with some grumbling about, and I quote, unprecedented raises, end quote, the Rensselaer County Legislature unanimously voted for the 2020 budget of about $353.1 million on December 2nd. Members of both parties cheered the cut in property taxes, but criticized the large number of raises for members of the county executive staff included in the budget. Several of the large raises went to political operatives aligned with Republican County Executive Steve McLaughlin. McLaughlin said in a statement, and I quote, this is a strong budget providing a slight tax rate decrease for taxpayers while maintaining or expanding important county services and the county's strong financial position, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that the Working Families Party and the Conservative Party usually do not agree on much, but both are against new campaign rules in New York mandating parties receive 130,000 votes or 2% of turnout at the top of its ticket every 2 years to stay on the ballot. Both parties could be eliminated by the plan. New York Working Families Party Director Bill Lipton said, and I quote, the Public Financing Commission's report makes clear that the governor's principal motivation was to weaken the Working Families Party. There is no other reason to raise the threshold for third parties a full 4 years before public financing begins, end quote. The Conservative Party criticized the public funding part of the new campaign rules. Conservative Party Chairman Gerald Kassar said, and I quote, if you hate campaign robocalls now, wait till you're paying for them yourself. And you will be, ring, ring, $100 million worth every 4 years if Governor Cuomo's boondoggle of a taxpayer matching fund plan is allowed to stand, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.